It's 25 minutes to 11 alive, 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Western Sydney is continuing to grow in every respect, and we look at the demography, we look at the geography, we look at the social development, the infrastructure and so on. It continues to bring great celebration to many parts of Western Sydney and all governments, but particularly the our government at the moment has really put a stamp on trying to grow important infrastructure for Western Sydney. And I'm really delighted, Darren, that we're going to learn a lot more about the Powerhouse program. It's an amazing story. In fact, it's the largest investment in arts and culture infrastructure in New South Wales since the Sydney Opera House. And it's going to transform and renew many and much of Australia's oldest and most important cultural institutions. It really is going to be something that I think future generations to be great. And to help us work through this and to find out how this is developing, and yeah, there is controversy, but ours is about celebration of knowledge and learning about things. Lisa Halber, thank you very much for being on Spotlight on 90.5. It's really great to have you here, the CEO of the Powerhouse Museum.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners about a really exciting project, and a really exciting project for the museum, but I think a project that will have incredible impact and benefit for the communities of Greater Sydney.
And I think that theory is true. Do you know what I mean? In the sense that theory and that ambition, if you like, is really solid and has substance. So let's work through that. Darren and I and our listeners, and we have probably over 5 million listeners now. We're really growing.
Congratulations. That's so fantastic. 5 million, no pressure.
Well, no. But seriously, it's a big ticket item. As we said, nothing like this has come about since the Opera House. And
you're absolutely right, because this will be the first major New South Wales cultural institution in Western Sydney, which is the home of a third of New South Wales. And, you know, 1 in 10 people in Australia live in Western Sydney. So I think this is a great philosophical investment by the New South Wales government to really make sure that the communities of Western Sydney have direct access to world-class arts and culture. And that's one of the things that really drives me, and I know it drives our trust and our team in terms of bringing the project to fruition.
Well, the interesting thing with regards to your comments, Lisa, is, and I think people need to understand this, it is going to create and continue to create with a big bang the nighttime economy, like 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I think people need to understand what this infrastructure is going to do.
And I think that is an important part of the message that we'd really like to get out, is that we're not going to be a museum that, you know, and when we think of museums, you think of, you know, a building on a piece of land, you know, that or a building that opens at 10 o'clock and closes at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We're really going to be a very active museum with a whole range of programs that sit around our museum exhibition program. And we're going to be a precinct and a museum that is open as much in the evening as it is in the daytime. And I think that's a really important thing, because museums need to change to respond to the needs of the communities around them. And one of the things that we've heard very strongly from the community is they want the opportunity to come and see, have dinner, come and see an exhibition, maybe go to a talk, have one of their kids in a, you know, science education program after school. And so that access outside of that sort of 10 to 4 normal, what you think of a museum, is something that will be completely transformed with Powerhouse Parramatta.
And Lisa, I put that down as an experience. We live in a world now where that word is what people want. They want an experience and a whole range of different experiences on different days. And exactly. I think that's really what's going to be delivered within this. We're going to talk lots about many of the community hubs or many the power labs and all of that in a moment. But Darren's got some really good questions he wants to...
Well, Lisa, I'm thinking about the actual museum itself and the presentation spaces. And can you walk through our listeners what those sort of spaces allow and how that it's been designed to be free of columns and all those sorts of things to give the best experience for what will be shown at Parramatta Powerhouse?
Yeah, one of the really incredible things that the architects Moreau Kuzunoki have done in terms of the design of the building is it has this incredible exoskeleton that wraps around the building. And because that's holding the building up, it allows for these very large column-free spaces that enable us to create exhibitions that present very large objects, from planes to trains to incredible large-scale to spaceships. So incredible large-scale things from our collections and objects that we'll loan from all around the world, and present them in a way that you're completely immersed in the experience. So one of the key spaces is will be the largest exhibition space in the country at almost 3,000 square metres and 17-metre clear height, where it will actually be incredibly awe-inspiring to walk into in terms of its scale. The other very special thing about that space is it will have a door that is 66 metres long and 10 metres high that will open up and connect to the public domain. So when we're not having large-scale exhibitions in that space, we'll be able to have large-scale events for up to 10,000 people, where we'll be able to have music and cultural events that will really profile and engage the communities of Western Sydney in terms of what their cultural aspirations are as well.
That's quite awe-inspiring, I must say. Congratulations to you.
And so there's seven of those spaces. That's the first one. But another very special space that we're creating is this very high-tech, immersive screen space. So it'll be, I'll sort of try and describe the experience, but it'll be like walking into a huge space, 2,000 square metres, 10-metre clear height, but the walls, floors, ceilings will be digital screens. So it'll be almost like walking into a universe, and we'll be able to screen 3D astronomy. You'll be able to have a whole range of digital experiences that will be very special.
And I understand that, sorry, Lisa, if I may, I understand that astronomy experience is going to extend towards a rooftop observatory as well, bringing back astronomy to Parramatta.
Yes, and we're really excited about that because we also operate Sydney Observatory. And as we know, there was an observatory in Parramatta, and we do have objects actually from that observatory that we'll represent in the museum. But what we're excited about is part of our program, which is called the Academy, where we'll have young people coming and staying in the museum and having immersive science and technology education experiences. But I'll also be able to look at the night sky as part of that program.
I think that's, I really think that's clever thinking, if I can just say, Darren and Lisa. We're going to go to a little break. We're absolutely delighted to have on the line Lisa Halvar, the CEO of the Powerhouse Museum, telling us and celebrating with us what the future is going to look like in and around Parramatta for many, many people. It's really exciting. Be back in a minute.
Thanks so much.
Alive 90.5. It's 12 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're really delighted to have on online Lisa Halvar, the CEO of Powerhouse Museum, telling us really what's happening and the great things that it's going to bring and do in Parramatta. Darren, I was looking at some stats, and this project's going to create over 4,000 jobs, 1,100 direct construction jobs, a further 2,400 indirect jobs, and supporting of 400 jobs once it becomes operational. And the thing that I really love for future generations, and I think it's a really smart move, is for every four tradesmen in the construction phase, it will allow one apprentice to develop their skills. And I think our economy, and that's come out of COVID, that we need to be doing that. And I think that's a really smart move by all the stakeholders. And the incredible thing that I think is the sheer injection of millions and millions of dollars for people in and around Parramatta. I mean, they're incredible and really exciting stats.
And it is very exciting. Lisa, can you share us a bit more about the programs that people can expect when the Powerhouse opens in the near future?
Yes, yeah, so we are hoping, well, we anticipate that we're going to have 2 million people come to the Powerhouse in its first year of operation. I know that's an ambitious target, but we've also tested that in terms of our visitation. So we will have a whole range of science, technology, exhibitions that will really feature and highlight the Powerhouse Collection. We have over 500,000 objects in our collection. And so whether they're, immersive astronomy exhibitions, or they look at, Indigenous perspectives of the night sky, or we're looking at climate science, we'll also have a range of arts and cultural programs that really reflect the communities of Western Sydney. At the moment, at the Powerhouse, we're working on a Persian exhibition that's really looking at, the Persian collection that sits within the community, but also the history of those communities. So we really want to make sure that it's reflective and culturally relevant to Western Sydney and very much engaged with that. So we'll have changing exhibitions each year. We'll have education programs. We'll have conferences. We'll have events. We'll have live music. We'll have major events and festivals. We'll have the ability for commercial programs. So one of the spaces that we're creating is this really beautiful commercial program space where we can have events and community programs that looks down the Parramatta River. And the community will be able to utilise that space for their own activities as well. We'll have, on top of the eastern building of the museum, we're going to have a productive garden, a really beautiful productive garden that will engage young people with agricultural science, that will be connected to a space called the Power Lab Kitchen, where we'll have education programs with the great chefs and producers of Australia, and that will all feed into the Australian Culinary Archive that we're developing. So we're looking at science and technology, innovation and ingenuity from a whole range of different perspectives, and engaging communities with programs in a whole range of ways. We really see our role as connecting community with innovation, ingenuity, with industry. And we've been doing that for 141 years now. So we're looking with the new museum to really take that to the next level in terms of how we can create pathways for young people from secondary school into tertiary education, into jobs, through connected partnerships and through the great infrastructure that we have that sits around those incredible museum exhibition spaces.
And I find that this so exciting within the context of complementing other assets, Riverside Theatre, Roxy Theatre, Bankwest Stadium. You walk down Church Street now and I feel like I'm in awe as a young boy that grew up in the area, Lisa, to see what is transpiring and the dreams that people have had for and around Parramatta is just incredible. And I think the future is so bright. Just coming back, has there been any thoughts, what's happening with the Powerhouse Museum in Ultimo? Has that been on the table for dialogue and discussion?
Yeah, so the Powerhouse in Ultimo, we're currently working on a business case for government to consider the renewal of Ultimo. That hasn't impacted the future for the Powerhouse in Parramatta, so it will remain our flagship museum, our key museum, and so Ultimo is being renewed within the context of Parramatta. And so we should have an outcome for that probably early in the next year.
Because that's exciting in itself as well. You know, the challenges. See, challenges bring a whole range of thinking and a whole range of contribution, and I just think it's great that people are really trying to do things in a very positive way. So while it's challenging, we're trying to create an environment using that infrastructure to bring about better communities. It's really exciting.
I think change is always, people always find change challenging, but it opens up, like you say, so many opportunities for us to think about the role of a museum within a community and the impact that it should have.
And I go back to the thought that we talked about at the top of the interview, that this is the biggest investment by government in culture and arts, and it's particularly in Western Sydney since the Sydney Opera House. Mm. And I'm really looking forward to having something like the Opera House out here in Parramatta on the riverbank, cycle past it, look at that great nighttime connection 24/7 as we're speaking as well. Finally, we're just about out of time. There is also the Museum Discovery Centre at Castle Hill. How does that fit into the Powerhouse program? And then just any parting thoughts if you can, Lisa, this morning.
Yeah, sure. So We are also doing some expansions at the Museum Discovery Centre in Castle Hill. So what we're doing is we are consolidating all of our collection, building new collection storage, but as part of that we will be creating some community and education spaces that will really give the communities of the Hills Shire more access to our collection, but also more access to community and education programs. But what importantly that Castle Hill does is it will be the home of our workshop, and it will be where we generate exhibitions for Parramatta. So we'll create exhibitions for presentation in Parramatta. So it'll really be a centre for production where we're creating exhibitions, looking after our collection, but also providing access to the community for our collection as well.
Lisa, thanks for being on Spotlight on 90.5 with Darren and myself. You've given a breath of fresh air to a very complex but a very exciting concept and infrastructure for people and communities in and around Western Sydney and particularly Parramatta. We wish you all the very best, and we know there's challenges, but we know that the future will hold us in good stead with the great work that you are doing in relation to this project. Best wishes, Merry Christmas, and thanks for joining
us. You too. Great to talk to you. Thank you so much. Have a lovely Christmas. Bye.
That was Lisa Halliver on 90.5 Spotlight.
Alive 90.5.